Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thursday, Ben Maller in about 15 minutes or so. We'll get into Smasher Pass in about 45 minutes as well. It's an interesting one. Yesterday, there was some news in the local government of Missouri and Kansas with the stadium in Missouri passing. They needed, what, like 83 votes? They got 92 or something like that?
Something like that, yeah.
It passed by a lot.
Yeah.
So now it goes to Kehoe's desk. We get his signature on it, and then it goes back to a vote, I would assume, in Jackson County.
Yeah, well, and that well, okay, that it's a lot to digest, right? Yes, it passed in Missouri. The Senate passed their thing. But nothing goes into law without a local vote raising a sales tax for whatever stadium it is that the state of Missouri decides to build, whether it's for the Royals, whether it's a renovation for the Chiefs, whether it's build Royals a new one, renovate Arrowhead, whatever the case may be. For anything that happened yesterday to take effect and for shovels to be in the ground, there needs to be a local vote passed to raise a sales tax for either one of those stadiums. And there are reports, and we talked about it the other day, from Duran McGee, the head of the Jackson County side of things on this one. They're talking about a potential Chiefs-only sales tax, and that would go towards renovations of Arrowhead Stadium. You would keep Arrowhead Stadium. You would put $1.15, I think, billion dollars into renovating Arrowhead Stadium. That would require a vote of the people of Jackson County. That would be a Chiefs-only vote. They would spell out exactly what they're going to do, exactly where the money's going to go, exactly what the benefits are, and then they would present that to Jackson County. From everything I understand, it would probably be less than the 3/8 cent sales tax just for a Chiefs-only renovation of Arrowhead Stadium. Stop. Hard pause. Right? That's the Chiefs side of things. The Chiefs still have the opportunity to move to the Kansas side of the state line, build a new dome, right? They've got the opportunity to do that as well. That's why I say this relationship is complicated. Remember in Facebook days, what's your relationship status? And people would put, it's complicated.
It still is.
Right. It's still very complicated.
Well, mine says
right
in an open relationship with himself.
With himself. Is that what yours is? Okay. And so the it's complicated phase is where we are right now. Mm-hmm. Both teams have, you know, some things going on the Kansas side of the state line. It's not a secret, right? Everybody kind of knows that. Now, their current wife, current girlfriend, whatever it is like, hey, come back to me. And you're like, all right, you kind of look pretty over there. And she's like, but I'm going to need more money. And they're like, well, this girl over here doesn't require more money and doesn't require a vote and all that kind of stuff. Maybe I'll just stay over here. That's why it's complicated. Your current lover, Missouri, is making waves for you to come back, but not really, because it still needs to go to a public vote. The girl you're kind of hanging out with right now, talking to, as they like to say, is like, hey, whenever you're ready, you know, come on over here and let's see what we can do and get this done. But the local component is needed for both teams to stay in the state of Missouri. Now, I talked to somebody who said the royal side of things may have to come down to Q figuring something out with Casey Moe and figuring out a Royals-only plan to get local money in the Casey Moe side of things. Because I don't believe, from everything that I've heard throughout this process, I don't believe that the Royals have the appetite to go back to Jackson County. But they may have the appetite to go back to Casey Moe. And so if you're in Casey Moe, there's a chance, and the earliest I believe this could happen is the April ballot, The earliest that this could happen is the April ballot, because you need to get the language together and all that kind of stuff, and there'll be a January deadline for all of that. If it does go to the April ballot, there's a good chance people in KC Mo have to vote on the Royals and Chiefs, while people in Jackson County just have to vote on the Chiefs. And so that's where you run into more confusion. People in KC Mo may be voting on two different things, while people in Jackson County may be just voting on the Chiefs. And so that's kind of where we stand right now. But that great job by Missouri to get something done, a deadline, you know, they had, obviously, with the state of Kansas. They got their plan together. That's a nice plan on paper, but it's meaningless unless the local vote passes to kick in tax money from the local voters to get that plan up and running.
When do you expect Kehoe to sign?
Today, but that doesn't mean anything. It really doesn't. It means nothing without a local vote, without a local component. And I got a text last night from somebody.
And there has to be a vote?
Yes. Missouri has to have a vote to kick it, because the state's not enough money to get the job done.
And what? And that vote is on a lesser tax?
A lesser tax for a Chiefs-only stadium. I don't know what the Royals are going to do, because I've heard the Royals in Jackson County, and we know where that relationship stands. But there could be a KC Mo only component for the Royals. You don't understand, do you? Nobody does.
I'm not trying to react in one second. Yeah, I'm trying to put everything together that you've said and from what I've read and what I've been told.
Yeah, I'm not saying you. I'm saying everybody. It's complicated. That's why I keep using that term. It's complicated.
No, it sounds like Missouri threw a Hail Mary and scored.
They didn't, though.
Okay.
They didn't.
I respectfully disagree, because they're going to vote again. And yes, you're voting on whether you're paying or not, but a lot of people thought, you know, Missouri, oh, we're panicking, but it passed significantly. It's going to be signed, and it's going to be sent to a vote.
It's going to be sent to a vote of the people.
Correct.
And it has to pass that for that to matter.
Right. And I think that's now overtime. I think that's overtime, because a lot of people in Missouri that did vote yes, I think were probably like, you know, this sucks. I wanted to keep my teams here. I wanted to keep the money in my state. And unfortunately, yes, they're going to move to another state. Luckily, they're not going to go somewhere else out of the area. Mm-hmm. But now it seems like they, you know, because, you know, you saw the video yesterday. Maybe it was all for camera. They're running down the hallways in the office, you know, with the carts. But
well, they were happy to get out for the summer, too.
We were also saying that they had to make something, pass it, get it to his desk, and get it signed. That, to me, is you were down by 7. You're on your own 25. You threw a pass to midfield to get the vote passed. It did. You're now thrown to the end zone to get it signed. It did. Now it's into overtime. The scores are now tied again. No one is leading at this point from Kansas, Missouri. We're now tied, and it now goes into the hands. The coin flip has been flipped. It's on to Jackson County. Do they vote yes on this tax? If they do, they're not moving.
Well, there may not be an opportunity to vote, though. The Chiefs and Royals both could just say, we're just taking the Kansas offer. The Chiefs and Royals control this whole thing. If they announce today that they're taking the deals in Kansas, well, the Missouri thing doesn't matter. It may be a law that the Senate passed, but the law doesn't kick in until the local vote takes place. If the Chiefs and Royals decide, it's really not what we want. We want to build new. We want to build that dome. We want to build that 119th and all. Then that's what they're going to do. Like, the Chiefs and Royals do not have to accept this plan at all. And they don't have to wait around for a vote if they don't want to wait around for that vote to see ultimately what happens. And that's why we sit here and we think, oh, Missouri tied the score or whatever it is right now. There's still a long way to go in the state of Missouri. Now, could it happen? Absolutely, it could happen. Nothing is impossible at this point in time. But there's still work to do on the Missouri side of the state line. And do the Chiefs and Royals both have an appetite for other votes? Because the votes this time are not going to be together. They're going to be separate. And the Royals are going to need money from KC Mo or the Northland. But, you know, their guy, Jason Withington up there, who's a council member, said they're hundreds of miles apart when it comes to negotiating with the Royals in the Northland. That's the tricky part right now. That's the tricky part of getting the local component taken care of, to get the state money and the city money and the county money that's needed to build and or renovate the facility for the Chiefs and or the Royals at this point in time. So there's still a lot of balls in the air. The both sides have an opportunity to A, keep the team or get these teams. Now it really just depends on what ultimately I think the teams want at this point in time. Hey, that's a great offer, but maybe we still want to do this one. Or, hey, that's a great offer. We're willing to go and see what happens. But time is of the essence. Again, I talked to somebody the other day and like, yeah, 2031 is a real deal. We need places to play then. And so they've got to speed some things up. Realistic time frame is 2027 to start construction to have those places to play by 2031.
So they don't have to accept the Missouri plan. Do they have to accept the Kansas plan? Like, they can say no to both, right?
They could, yeah. You're right about that. Yeah, I don't even want to think about that. But, yeah, I mean, they absolutely could say, yeah, we're not going to take the Kansas plan, then look at the Missouri plan and go, eh, we're really not that interested in that as well. Don't even worry about putting it to the ballot. So, yeah, the teams control all this. The teams have kind of controlled all this. But now, you know what the good thing is? Now you've got both states, again, truly bidding against each other. And maybe Kansas goes, all right, we'll make your offer sweeter. Or maybe Missouri goes, we'll figure out a way to maybe make your offer sweeter, if they can. I don't know what the rules are in that kind of stuff. But, I mean, look, dude, I think we still got a ways to go before we get a resolve to all of this right now.
Fair point. I mean, I just let it be over. I mean, I know it's just, it's never going to end because it was supposed to have a, what did they say, by mid-June or June 12th. We're 3 days away from Father's Day, and there's still no decision to be made. I want it to be over. I want there to be a place. I want there to be a destination, and I want it to be done. That's all I want. Because people ask me on the text line, Dusty, you're Jackson County. You voted yes. What makes you believe that people will vote yes and not no?
They believe a Chiefs-only smaller sales tax would pass in Jackson County.
I'm speaking for the people. And why I think people would change from no to yes. And my point would be this. They are more educated on the topic now.
No doubt.
And they also maybe were like, they won't move. What's my vote matter? And your bluff was called. And I think that the more educated you are on the topic and the more you look back and think to yourself what it could be, you might persuade yourself. Now, I think the vote failed like 58 to like 42 or whatever the hell it was. I don't know if they can make up that much ground with just that sort of logic, but I'm answering the question that I was given multiple times on the text line. Dusty, what makes you think that the no's would change to yes? There's a lot of people that vote for a presidential candidate the first time. They run again for the second time. They say, no, I'm good. I've done more research. I'm going to go on my own and look up instead of listening to my parents that say, vote no on Tuesday. Make sure you vote no. Okay, yes, Dad. And then they go and they go, wait a minute. All these teams that would come to Missouri would have to spend money, would come to our benefit. Okay, yeah, I'm going to vote yes on that now. I don't want to see this get lost in the... Now, that's what I'm saying to you. I voted yes. I'll vote yes again. Right. I'll go on record as saying that. I don't want to lose the teams that I've grown up in my state watching. But that's just me. But I don't know how many people on the no side would flip to yes. And I don't know how many people on the yes side would flip to no's either.
Yeah, that's an interesting question to ask. Like, if you voted no, if you were in that 58% that voted no, what's it going to take for you to vote yes? Is a Chiefs-only smaller sales tax something that you would vote yes on? Is that something that people would vote yes on? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
And I think
question.
A buddy of mine nails it as well, as I just got a message from him and myself. I'm thinking about this too, is I think people, when you talk about that are now educated on the matter, like I just said, like, oh, when the Dodgers come to town and they go to the plaza and they play in Kansas City, the money they spend is going to your state. Like, it's going there. You're losing that money if they go elsewhere.
Yeah, I know.
And I think more people have realized that, like, oh, 1% of their, okay, got it. That makes a lot more sense than, hey, Dad, what are we doing on Tuesday? We're voting no, Skip. Go vote no. It's like, okay, got it. Mm-hmm. So who knows?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Who knows? And who knows if the teams even want to deal with going to a vote of the people again, right? They went through that process, didn't go well at all. It's caused a year of, I don't want to say unrest, but you know how it's been around here for the last year, you know, with all this stadium stuff going on. Do they want to go to a vote of the people? Because if they do go to a vote of the people and you know, if they try to extend the star bonds, it's probably only going to be able to do so to the end of the year because Kansas is turning over governor next year too, right? There's a gubernatorial election over there. So if they say no to Kansas and then they go to a vote and it fails, is Kansas going to be there next year to save them and to have the backup plan? People don't know the answer to that question because of the regime change that's going to take place in Kansas. Laura Kelly's going to be out. There's going to be a new governor in place. Would they be as bullish as bringing these teams over and giving them that opportunity? So there is still a lot. I mean, it is utterly messy, I think, right now with where this stuff is, because there's a lot of unknowns. There's a lot of good things out there, but there are two major unknowns. Would these people in Missouri vote yes.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
For a Chiefs-only Jackson County sales tax, and would the people of KC Mo vote yes for a Royals deal and a Chiefs deal? That's the thing that we're kind of looking at right now.
We'll ask Ben Maller if he's going to vote yes or not. I'm kidding. But Ben Maller will join us on the other side here.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.